Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM. 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You could download that app anywhere you get the apps for your phone, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. You look for the Odyssey app. It's a big orange background with a white A. You can't miss it. You download it. Once it's downloaded, you search for WILK News Radio, favorite us, and that's it. That's all you have to do. You can put in your email address so you get some updates and some links to the shows, and keep updated on the things we talk about here. But it works seamlessly with your CarPlay. It's a great little app to have. Actually, very user-friendly. So check it out if you don't have it. Or you could use your smart speakers. Just tell them to play WILK News Radio, and it'll play us live. Podcast, we got you covered there. Anywhere you get your favorite podcast, just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We got you covered. So just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show and you can check us out there. We upload new podcasts each and every day. Somebody said that they'd like to listen at work and they from 12 to 3. I said, well, just bring up the podcast the day before and play it at work. And then you can listen to me live right after that for the new stuff. That's how it works. How's everybody doing on this Thursday, January 15th, 2026, 24 degrees. It's 5:10 here in the studio in Pittston. It's staying lighter a little longer. We like that. Each day gets a little longer. It's that time of year. Feels good. Next week, a cold front coming in. It's going to be in the single digits and teens. So if you got anything you need to get out of the way, get it out soon because it's going to be a little colder for a bunch of days next week. But it's that time of year. Once we kind of get into February is kind of my blah month. You know, January, you know, you're just after the holidays, you have things you're still doing. And but February, I'm kind of like, all right, I'm done with the winter. I'm done with the cold. And here in Northeast Pennsylvania, you know, we're into it all the way to April. So, but February is like, yeah, I'm kind of done with this stuff. Hopefully not this year. And it's, you know, winter depression is a very real thing. They actually make lights that help you with that. I had an old boss who had one in his office because he really felt that he suffered from it. So, you know, he had these lights and he said it helped him make feel better. So I believe him. We'll see. Some school standardized test scores, both the PSSA and Keystone exams, have been out, and it shows some increases and some decreases in 2025. For the increases, it's good news. For the decreases, it just goes to show that there's a lot more work to be done. Lackawanna County School 2025 standardized test results reveal a widening performance gaps. Well, it's funny. This is a story coming from Christine Lee from the Times Tribune, and she says, while the county's elite districts maintain a narrow lead, a few unexpected standouts, Lakeland and Old Forge, surged with double-digit gains. Already struggling districts saw their proficiency scores slide even further. in the most recent round of state testing. The Pennsylvania System of School Assessments, otherwise known as the PSSA tests, are taken by students in grade 3 through 8, with students tested in English language arts, math, while the Keystone exams test juniors in Algebra 1, biology, and literature. The Keystone and PSSA exams place the student in four categories: below basic, basic, proficient, and advanced, with schools striving for proficient and above.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Test scores have been analyzed and compared district based on their average proficiencies. On the Keystones, many districts improved their test scores. Appington Heights, Valley View, and Lakeland school districts had the highest average percentage proficient and above on all subjects tested last year. Abington Heights had an average proficiency or above of 77.3% for all three subjects tested, a slight decrease of less than 1 percentage point from the average of 77.5 they had last year. There were slight increases in Abington Heights biology and literature scores, increasing by 1.7 percentage points in biology to 75.7 and by 1 percentage point in literature to 87.1, while the district's Algebra 1 scores decreased by 3.4 percentage points in all. Well, you know, it gives target for the school district administration to say, hey, we got to pick up on our algebra and let's continue the progress on the rest. The second highest average proficiency among the districts in the county, Valley View, had a gain of nearly 3 percentage points on its average proficiency above all other subjects. Valley View's Algebra 1 score increased nearly 6 percentage points, while its literature score increased by 2 percentage points, and biology score went up less than 1 percentage point. Again, all increases, that's good. Lakeland's average proficiency, advanced or above, was among the largest increases in the county, rising nearly 11 percentage points in all subjects. At Lakeland, the district had the largest increase in Algebra 1 score of nearly 15 percentage points. Congratulations, Lakeland. That's my school district. Haven't had kids there in a while. I'm sure the administration is glad for that. I think they had a party when the last O'Donnell went through there. While biology score went up 11 percentage points, and its literature score increased nearly 7 percentage points. District with lower average percentage proficiencies were the Scranton and Carbondale area school districts. Scranton average proficiency and above dipped 6.2 percentage points from 2024 to 2025, while Carbondale area dropped 6.7 percentage points. Both districts had decreases in their subject areas tested. Carbondale area literature score went down almost 10 percentage points. Almost 8 percentage points in biology, and 2.6 percentage points in algebra. Scranton's literature score decreased by 13 percentage points. Its biology score decreased 2.2 percentage points, and Algebra 1 scores went up less than 1 percentage point. The Old Forge Scoro District had the largest increase in its average percent proficiency and above of school districts in the county, going up 14.3 percentage points. Its largest increase was literature, up 20.7 percentage points, while Algebra 1 scores went up 14.4 percentage points, and its biology score went up nearly 8 percentage points. Now what I see here is I hope that the department heads, the vice principals, the superintendents, get together with these other schools. I hope that Scranton area, Carbondale, get together with their counterparts at Old Forge, in Lakeland, in Valley View, in Abington, and say, hey, what are you doing here? What curriculum are you using? What textbooks are you using? What methods are you using? A matter of fact, I would even, if it was me and I was in charge, if I was a department head or a principal, say, hey, I'm going to call in a substitute for my my school. Can I have my algebra teacher go to your school and shadow your algebra teacher for the day to see what they do different firsthand? Can I have my literature teacher, my English teacher, go shadow your English teacher for the day? Hell, if I was the principal, I would be doing it. I would sit in one of my own schools. If I was a principal in Carbondale area school or in a school in Scranton, I would say, reach out to the principal in Lakeland. Reach out to the principal in Valley View and say, hey, would you mind if I come shadow your algebra class, your literature class, your biology class? I would find it hard to believe they'd have an issue with that. You guys are doing great work. Your scores look phenomenal. I want to see the best practices so we can bring them to our school district. I would force our department heads to do it if you don't want to take the teachers out of the classroom, which, again, I understand that. So send the department heads, send management, send administration, send the principal, and say, oh, listen, I'm going to look at my own biology class, and I'm going to take notes, and then I'm going to go look at one of theirs, and I'm going to see what they do. And can I have 15 minutes with that teacher after the fact, and maybe another half hour with the department head after that, so they can answer any questions I may have? And bring, this is how you make better community schooling. This is how you upgrade the system. It's not one school district against the other. It's not one's better than the other. Let's learn from each other. Let's bring best practices back and forth so we can all do things better. So the kids are the real winners. That's what I see from this. Looking at this, you know, from my background in public safety, where best practices is what you want to achieve. You want to get the best outcome. You want all the tools in your toolbox to be able to address things. The same thing goes for education. So if I was a principal, if I was an assistant principal, if I was a department head, if I was any sort of administrator in this school, I'd say, okay, I'm gonna observe some of our own classes because obviously we're deficient in some of these things. We're taking hits and we're going down the way we shouldn't be. Other schools are having better results, so let's see what they're doing. And let's bring what we can back here. Let's see what's within our capabilities. Maybe it's just little things we can change. Maybe it's, you know, the way they're presenting things. Maybe they're actually dealing it one-on-one instead of using a whiteboard or the blackboard or their e-books or whatever they're using. Let's find the little things to get achievement for all the kids in our region. It's doable because we see school districts succeeding very well. We see great increases here from our teachers and our schools. So let's take that, and in schools that are not performing as well, let's learn what they're doing. It's not a knock on that teacher. It just might be the way they're being told to do things. It might be the way the curriculum's structured. It might be the time frame, how classes are arranged. It could be simple things that we find and we can fix to get a 2 or 3% boost in these tests. And again, I understand the test scores are just a gauge. They're not the be-all, catch-all. But if we can work together, if we can put our egos aside and our logos aside and what sports team you have aside, and we can say, hey, let's get work together to find best practices that we can bring back to increase everyone, make better teachers, make better school environments, make better students. They go home and make better parent-student relationships. Better curriculums. That's the whole goal here. You know, I understand we like the rivalries between schools here, but when it comes to their education, we want to see everyone succeed. We want to see every child have the best chance possible. And the way to do that is to put egos aside, put everything aside. It might be a little more work, but you know what? Tough. Go in there, observe your own classes, go there, observe theirs, and bring back the best practices. Sit down with your departments and say, hey, you know, this is what I saw over at this school. Look at the results they're having. Let's try something different. Again, you have to want to do it to get it done. It's 521 here at WILK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.